Well, I wouldn't comment that much on that. It's last hope in the sense that it's being crucial. Last hope for commitment to Security Council resolutions. If those parties are not committed to UN Security Council resolutions, it means that the political process is in a deadlock. So we have to find other tracks in order to make it go forward. However, if it is to be blocked, then you have two ways here. Either it is the parties commit themselves, in particular the regime and those who support it, to implementing the UN Security Council resolution, or they decide not to. However, the Russia itself cannot run away from Security Council resolutions that it itself signed. So it is still there. And no UN Security Council resolution is thrown into the trash. 2254 talks about political transition, and there has to be some sort of pressure. You know that there are meetings the day before yesterday in France with five countries, the United States, France, the British, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan. And Mr. Tillerson just informed them about the new American policy towards Syria, and it is being crystallized somehow. And this is something saying that Russia cannot, it was entrusted to handle the Syrian affair, and it didn't succeed in handling it the way it wanted. They just did these things militarily in a very strong way, in a very fearful way, in a very destructive way, and they thought that they can achieve a political settlement their way, and they can succeed. But you cannot do political, you cannot do politics with military means. This is the point. They want to do politics the way they are doing military works.